A reading from Mark 4:26 to 29. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come."
Boy, it's very difficult for the modern mind to grasp what Jesus is saying here, because in the world I live in and have lived in my entire life, it is always striving to know the mystery and miracle of life and define it in totally naturalistic, quasi-scientific terms. And here Jesus says, and I think that this applies to all generations, he does not know how, meaning how all of this is happening. He knows it happens, he benefits from it, but there is a mystery to it. I'm just speaking naturalistically, I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit here. He doesn't know that how, in a way, that either. It's just available.
Well, we're back to the agricultural world. And if you think about a farmer, he doesn't plant the seed and then the next morning go out and watch the ground and be in angst if it's going to grow. And then the next day come up and do the same thing.
He does watch for rain.
He watches for rain, which he has no control of. The whole point, you know, we go back to that, what's the main point that Jesus is making? He's basically saying, in this passage, you have no control. The farmer has no control, you have no control. You do what you can, you put yourself in the place of fruitfulness, but you're waiting on God, you're longing for Him. The message of trust is underlying this whole declaration here.
But what I was saying is a different version of what you're saying, because control is to say that we know how it works.
Oh, no, you're saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to define things out and control the process and predict the future and do these kinds of things. And basically the message is you're kidding yourself, especially you Americans. You're the masters of control of your world. And the bottom line is, we have no control, and life is a life of faith and mystery, and the sooner you learn to trust in God, the less angst you're going to carry through life.
It's funny, this may not apply here, but there was a book that was published by a fairly well-known, quite brilliant business leader. It was called The Black Swan. Mm-hmm. It's about what is a black swan event? Well, it's a highly unusual, unpredictable event that takes place that no computer program in the world can ever figure out when and why it's going to happen. And he's just kind of saying what this is saying, that there are things that we cannot predict, no matter how many people have gone to MIT and designed all of these surefire money management programs that will predict exactly what will happen, except there's a black swan out there.
Last month was the fifth year anniversary of the great earthquake in China that destroyed Sichuan. 90,000 people were killed. And I saw a special from BBC on the news about a month ago on this event. And the story was about a woman who lost twins in this and the grief that she was still bearing after 5 years. But in the middle of the story, the reporter says the one thing that has kept her going is her faith. And you see behind her up on the wall is a cross. And then the story ends with the camera scanning down with a Bible in her hands. You can tell it's a Bible because you can see chapters and verses. And she finishes, she's praying. Here's a woman who experienced the uncertainty of life. One day, everything is going fine for her family, and she's caring for her twins. The next day, through tragedy, she doesn't have these twins anymore. And what's the peace that's keeping her going? It's her trust in God that somehow he's redeeming the whole story. And that's a message to all of us. Today, as you mentioned in that prayer, we live for this moment because we don't know about tomorrow. And we live it in complete trust with God.